From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Moonshine District, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 504th live performance. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Moonshine District. The group formed shortly after guitarist Maggie Stanley met banjo and fiddler Katie Didid at 2014 Supermoon Music and Arts Festival in Whitesburg, Kentucky, where both performed as solo artists. One day, the two began jamming with mandolinist Jared Hamilton. Later, adding Eric Smith next to me on washtub bass after he approached them, expressing his interest in being in a band. In recent months, the group rounded out their five-person lineup with Mr. Mike O'Malley on lead guitar. Tonight on the Red Barn Radio stage, Moonshine District. Give them a hand. Welcome, folks. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and the fun music and good singing you're listening to is coming from Moonshine District. And Moonshine District is a group of folks who are, I think, mostly from Eastern Kentucky. I have Jared Hamilton, who's playing mandolin on my left, Mike O'Malley. Mike, you're from Louisville, is that right? Did I get that right? Okay. And Maggie Stanley is doing a lot of the singing here tonight, and she's playing guitar. Katie Didid is a fiddler and a banjo player. Then rounding out the band with the round-shaped bass that he plays.
You gotta carry some tomatoes occasionally.
Is that, that's right. Also used for carrying things and for washing things. That's Eric Smith playing the washtub bass here. Maggie, could you talk us through how the band came together as it is today?
Yeah. Jared and I, we've been friends for a while now. And I actually was living in Asheville, North Carolina, playing music down there. And decided to move back home with my family for a little while in Southwest Virginia.
Just for a little while?
Just for a little while.
That's Southwestern Virginia.
Yeah, you can't say West Virginia. You have to say
yes,
South.
Yes, not the southern part of West Virginia,
exactly.
But Southwestern, yes.
If you say it any other way, then you know people might look at you different. But not,
sure.
Hopefully not. But no, Jared, we've been friends for a long time, and he was living in Whitesburg, Kentucky, which is about 20 minutes from the place I was at in Virginia. And we pick around every once in a while, and then a group of friends organized a music festival called Supermoon. It was on the river at the time, River Music and Arts Festival. They asked me to perform there as a solo artist, and I was just kind of, I've always played music, but I was just kind of like getting out on my own as a performer, period. And Katie was another solo artist, and we both were basically the only females there, and we get that at a lot of places we play. You know, there's not that many females at all. So we instantly knew that we needed to connect and get together, and Jared kind of made that happen. He made sure he put a kick in our butts. He's like, you're going to play music with her now.
So how long ago was it then, Maggie, that you first sort of broke out and on your own and sort of discovered that you were a talented singer and performer?
I've been playing music since I was itty bitty. My entire family played bluegrass. I never had the guts to do it on my own, and it helps a lot with these guys standing with me to be on stage and to sing what I want to sing, and I'm super honored to have them. I don't know, I was probably like 13 or 14. I remember getting on stage. I played different bluegrass festivals where I'm from. I did a lot of Christmas shows with Ron Short from that area. You know, like your average like little girl playing bluegrass music with the big time folks. That she sang all right, but the other people, what they were really there for.
Aw, probably not.
She kissing your brother, and she takes your heart and
Did you discover your voice early on as a kid? Did someone come along to you and say, you've really got a set of pipes, you can really sing?
I always knew I wanted to sing ever since I was, there's a videotape of me actually when I'm like 3 years old and my mom's like, what do you want to be when you're a little Maggie? And I'm like, I'm a singer. really my grandfather, he would always bring out his church hymns and, you know, showed me what rhythm was, you know, patting his hand. Mm. And there it kind of took off. And I would sing all the time in the shower and my closet. I remember doing that a lot. It was really early on, and it helped a lot singing those old hymns because it taught me how to do rhythm and rhythm guitar.
I love hearing that was the start of your music training in rhythm. It seems like there are a lot of folks who didn't start there who should have.
Yeah.
What a great sort of grounding, you know, for starting whatever instrument it is that you happen to want to play.
Right.
You said that your family was a family of bluegrass players.
Pretty much, yeah. My grandfather, he played the banjo. I think they were called the Patsy Bottom Boys. I have an old newspaper article, just a group of three friends on my ridge that would get together and play. And then my uncles, you know, they kind of veered off from bluegrass, and I did too. My mom did as well. But that was the root of, you know, our heritage. We would just like sit around at Christmas time or, you know, any kind of birthday and be on the farm, and someone would have an instrument. And so it just seemed natural that I was supposed to play music too.
Sounds really idyllic.
Thank you.
So Katie, the two of you met. Why don't you pick it up from here?
I feel like if you set each of us aside and ask us what music scene that we've been a part of for the last 5 years, they would all be different. Jared and Eric are definitely in the punk scene back home. I've really been a big fan of the traditional and old time stuff in the later years of my teenage. And Maggie's definitely the blues factor. I remember the festival that she's talking about, Supermoon. I remember looking at the list and seeing there was only one other girl on there. Now I knew that she'd played music and stuff, so I made it a point to go back that Sunday, even though I'd already left the festival, because I wanted to see the only other girl that lived 30 minutes away from me that was playing music and singing songs as well. So when I watched her, I was blown away, and like she said, Jared kind of pushed us in the direction of being like, hey, she's blues and you're folk, but I really think that we could somehow mix the two and make it work. Thus, here we are.
Yeah. We have a lot of different elements going. You know, I was thinking, how do we classify what you do?
We're still trying.
Yeah, you look at, well, good.
We're still trying.
Well, keep trying, you know, and you're going to find a lot of creative energy in the process of sort of blending everything. First of all, two guitarists up here. A little bit unusual for like a band that would call itself old time, especially the presence of a lead player. That suits bluegrass more. Old time and the banjo you're playing doesn't make sense.
That's the new one. The old one,
I just
refused
switched over.
To put the resonator
on. I used to be
on.
Kind of a little bit picky, and they've all got pickups, and they all kept telling me to get a resonator.
Broadcast.
And I finally caved, and I bought this banjo just recently off my good friend James Webb from Frankfurt. So the other one I was playing was actually my grandfather's, and it didn't have a back. But
so do you play clawhammer-style banjo, too?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
all right, good. And that's what you did on the open back. Then the other element of this band, you've got the washtub bass. That really brings this sound back to something that's a little more raw. With the washtub bass, you know, we can never quite tell what the note is. It's always sort of approaching a note. There's some kind of an interesting fun and mixed fun and tension that sort of happens with that, which is very cool.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Moonshine District. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Moonshine District after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.